Well, hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have a show lined up for you that I hope you'll find interesting. It's rather a sad show in some ways. That is because my banjo-playing hero, Mr. Bill Emerson, died on August the 21st at the age of 83 from complications with pneumonia. Bill Emerson was a huge influence on my playing. I first heard him when he was playing with Cliff Waldron, Emerson and Waldron, and they introduced a whole lot of new songs to bluegrass music that really just took my fancy. And as a bluegrass band, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did a lot of songs that were done by Emerson and Waldron, including their Fox on the Run, which I might play for you later. Bill introduced that song to bluegrass music. He always had a great ear for songs that would work for the music, but it was his banjo playing that I loved. Very positive, clear, straight ahead, carried the melody nicely, always set it in a beautiful shower of notes, and very tasteful in just about everything I've ever done on banjo. I've tried to sound like Bill Emerson. I was fortunate enough to meet him in 1971, where we sat down and had about an hour long banjo lesson under a tree at Watermelon Park, Berryville in North Virginia. Lovely gentleman, and I met him again a few years later. Just a very nice guy. And the banjo world, the bluegrass world, will miss him. You'll hear more about him as we go through the program. I've got probably 9 or 10 vinyl albums of Bill's. I've got about same number of CDs of his. I've got his banjo Accutane book, and he was just such a big influence on my life. And we're going to play some music of his throughout the show. We'll occasionally play music from other people too, but this show is a tribute to Mr. Bill Emerson. The first song I've got picked up is from the Touch of Time album, which came out in 2011 with his band Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie. And I'm going to play the lead song, or the one that it's named for, called The Touch of Time, written and sung by the guitar player Chris Stiffel. And here it goes.
Come unto me, all you children, and hear what I say. With each moment, so don't let your time slip away. For the days are so long in the spring, you can fly like a bird on the wing, never slowing your pace, never knowing the race that you run. With the touch of time, prime, there was nothing that I couldn't do. I ran with the best, with nary rest, just like you. But there's nothing can hold back the rust, or the crumbling of dreams into dust. For as we get older, we glance over our shoulder and feel the touch of time. Short-term romances are gone. like the rise and the fall in the sea. These are changes that simply must be. So I turn and I bow to the ones who know how to accept the touch of time, the cold hands of time. The years can't be turned, 'cause time won't allow. But time disappears.
Well, that's a great song from Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie. Banjo was played by Bill Emerson, mandolin played by Wayne Lanham, guitar Chris Diffel, bass Terry Chisholm, and fiddle Jenny Lee Obert. And they put some great music together. We'll hear a little bit more from them a little bit later in the program. But if you've just joined us, this program is dedicated to Mr. Bill Emerson, the wonderful banjo player who died on August the 21st. Sad loss to bluegrass music. I also meant to mention that I'm doing this show from home, and New Zealand is now in lockdown with a new outbreak of COVID-19, which we're doing our best to eradicate from New Zealand anyway. And so I'm sitting at home in my living room with my laptop in front of me, mixing desk, wires going everywhere, but in particular from my CD player and from my record player, and all the notes written up on a music stand in front of me, and I'm trying to get all the balances and things right. So if this show doesn't sound quite the same as a normal one recorded in our Free FM studio, you'll know why. I apologize for that. Next track we're going to hear from Bill is probably one of the first that I heard. It's from the album Bluegrass Session, came out in 1970. Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron. Cliff Waldron was a new singer to the scene, had a lovely touch to his vocals, and it's a tune called Break My Mind. Featured on this album are Bill Emerson, banjo and tenor vocal, Cliff Waldron, rhythm guitar and lead vocal, Mike Aldridge on lead and dobro guitar, and he also did baritone vocals. This is the first appearance that I know of Mike Aldridge on an album. Bill Poffenberger on fiddle, Ed Ferris on bass, John Duffy on mandolin, and he did the bass vocal, would you believe? And there's some great tunes on this album, and Hamilton County did quite a few of them. We just loved the way they played music. Let's hear Break My Mind.
Baby, oh baby, tell the man at the ticket stand that you changed your mind. Let me run on out and tell the captain to keep his meter flying. 'Cause if you say goodbye to me, baby, gonna break my mind. Break my mind, break my mind. Oh, I just can't stand to hear the big jet engines whine. Break my mind, break my mind. Oh, Lord, if you leave, you're gonna leave. Oh baby, let me take your suitcases off of these scales in time. Tell the man that you suddenly felt a thing about flying. 'Cause if you say goodbye to me, baby, gonna break my mind. Break my mind, break my mind. I just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine. Break my mind, break my mind.
just can't stand to hear the big jet engines whine. Break my mind, break my mind, oh, oh. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind.
Oh, it's great to hear those songs again. He did a great job of this, of tenor vocal, didn't he? Bill introduced a whole bunch of different songs into bluegrass music, but to me, one of the biggest things he did was play the banjo in such a way that I thought, that is how I want to do it. And we're going to play a tune that he wrote now and is well known for writing. It's one called Cowboys and Indians. And this comes off the album Home of the Red Fox. I think he composed it before that, but it's a great album, and going to play Cowboys and Indians from it for you. The tune Cowboys and Indians, written by Bill Emerson. Now, that sounded fairly strange in the middle of it. There was a bit of a break where nothing was happening. Well, that was exactly the way it came off the vinyl, folks. And I'm not quite sure what happened. I think the engineering went slightly wrong with the album before they pressed it. And that's happened on other tracks there. They lose a track. That's the way it came off the vinyl. I love that tune. Bill Emerson played it beautifully. This program, incidentally, is a tribute to Bill Emerson, and you'll hear that as we go through the program. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we have more music coming up for you. Shearer's Music is the sponsor of our show. I'm delighted to have Shearer's helping me produce this show, and they run a big music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where the show comes from, and it's a great shop to go to. All your musical needs can be met at the shop, and all the people in the shop are musicians, so you get some really great advice. So go and see Shearer's if you can in Hamilton. I think they do an online shopping as well, and tell them that Paul sent you. You heard him on Back Porch Bluegrass. What have we got coming up? Let's have a look now. Oh, yes. He did some great music with Mark Newton. A great album, Foot in the Past, Foot in the Future, or something like that, with Mark Newton. And a wonderful album. excellent people on it. Emery Lester on mandolin, Bob Goff, special guest Ricky Simpkins, Fred Travers, Foot in the Past, A Foot in the Future. And we're going to hear a couple of songs from this album, Home Run Man and then Wasting Time.
Gets me before I even start. I swung twice, but I missed. I'm gonna win your heart. You're doing all the pitching, and the game is in your hands. I'm gonna make a home run, clear the fences if I can.
I've been sitting on the sidelines in your crazy game of love, and the curves you have thrown me just won't fit my glove. Big league pitcher when you take your stand, but there's just one thing you should know, I'm home run man.
Two strikes against me before I even start. I swung twice but I missed. I'm gonna win your heart. You're doing all the pitching and the game is in your hands. I'm gonna make a home run, clear the fences if I can.
Surprise, you love to play. Out there's lots of good old boys who try to change your name. I've been chose to pinch it, you're gonna understand. And in this crazy game of love, I'm home run man.
Two strikes against me before I even start. I swung twice, but I missed. I'm gonna win your heart. You're doing all the pitching and the game is in your hands. I'm gonna make a home run, clear the fences if I can.
Oh, couple of great songs there from bands that Bill Emerson has been in. That was Emerson and Newton. That was from 1997. And I just loved every note that he played on banjo there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're talking about my hero, Bill Emerson. But we'll have a change from Bill. We won't feature his music right the way through the show. There's going to be plenty of shows coming up where we can feature music from Bill Emerson, and you can maybe expect to hear some. We're going to hear one from Laurie Lewis. She's another real hero of mine. This is from her Skipping and Flying album, and here she is doing the song that Bill Monroe did, and he called it Molly and Ten Brooks, but it was a much older song than that before Bill got hold of it. And so Laurie has gone back to the original versions of the song, and she calls it Old Ten Brook, and Old Ten Brook was skipping and flying. Here is Laurie Lewis. Laurie Lewis with Old Ten Brook, and playing with her on that was Tom Rosum on harmony, vocal and mandolin, Chad Manning on fiddle, Patrick Sauber on banjo, and I reckon Bill Emerson would have been proud of the way Patrick played that, and Todd Phillips on string bass. What a great version of their song it was. Right now we're going to hear from Blue Highway, great group. Original Traditional is the name of the album this came from, and it's a track called Long Road Home.
Out of bed at daylight, breakfast on the stove, grab our dinner bucket and getting ready to go. We'll head on out to the field, scratching in the ground, better grab that jug of water, the sun is a beating down. It's a long road to hoe, long road to hoe. Better grab your working bridges. It's a long road to hoe. By his grace we stand. It's a long road to hoe. Long road to hoe. Better grab your working bridges. It's a long road to hoe.
Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show is dedicated to the music of Mr. Bill Emerson, who is a superb banjo player and a huge influence on the music that I and my fellow Hamilton County Bluegrass Band members played. And I've met Bill and terribly disappointed to hear that he had died. He's been playing bluegrass music for a long, long time. He started out on guitar, really, but when he heard banjo, he decided that was the way I want to go, and he became a banjo player. John Duffy showed him his first licks on banjo. Isn't that cool? And John was an accomplished banjo player, despite the fact that everyone thinks of him as a mandolin player. And anyway, Bill joined Buzz Busby and the Bayou Boys in the 1950s. In 1957, Busby was injured in a car accident, and Emerson and Charlie Waller, who was a member of the Bayou Boys, formed the Country Gentlemen. And that lasted until 1958, when Bill left the Country Gentlemen. He was replaced by Eddie Adcock on banjo. And Bill worked with Jimmy Martin in particular, and he played a little bit with Red Allen for a while, and then in 1967 he joined with guitarist Cliff Waldron. We've heard some of Emerson and Waldron's music already on the show. And then in 1970 he rejoined the Country Gentlemen when Eddie Adcock left, and they made some wonderful music, firstly with Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, and then with Doyle Lawson on mandolin, Bill Yates on bass, and of course Charlie Waller on lead vocals and guitar. They did some wonderful music and won many awards for their music in those early 1970s. Then a few years later, 1972, 1973, Bill joined the United States Navy, and he attained the rank of Master Chief Petty Officer and performed in both the United States Navy Band and the Country Current Bluegrass Band for 20 years. And I remember reading, thinking, why did he do that? And he said, best thing he ever did, he played music all 20 years of it, and came out with a superannuation scheme, which was much better than what he would have got playing bluegrass music. And even while he was in the Army, he did different projects, and we're probably going to hear some of them over the course of the next few weeks. I'm going to play you a tune now from the Country Gentleman's album, the award-winning Country Gentleman, came out the end of 1971, and I'm playing it off the vinyl, a slightly warped vinyl, because that was the way they arrived at my place after coming by surface mail from the USA down to New Zealand here. And we're going to hear a tune that Bill wrote called Breaking It Down, and it has a wonderful descending line in it on banjo, and they do some great picking. Let's have a listen. Great music there from Bill Emerson, Doyle Lawson, Charlie Waller, Bill Yates, and I think Mike Aldridge, with a tune called Breaking It Down from the Country Gentleman. This show is a tribute to Mr. Bill Emerson, and I hope you're enjoying hearing just a sample of the great music that he's played over a long career as a banjo player. Oh, I said we'd have a little bit of different music on the show sometimes. I watched the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou for the first time in several years. I watched it when it first came out and was always very impressed with it, of course. And I hadn't remembered so much of the movie, and I really enjoyed it second time around. Great music in it, and just crazy. It's just crazy, all the things that the escaped prisoners do and what they're trying to do. But anyway, I particularly enjoyed the music of the White family, and the Whites did a great version of Keep on the Sunny Side from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou from the soundtrack. Let's have a listen.
Oh, side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
That's such a pretty version of that song, the Whites singing Keep on the Sunny Side. Well, Bill Emerson is credited with bringing the song Fox on the Run to bluegrass music, and he and Cliff Waldron did a wonderful job of it. Country Gentlemen immediately started doing it, and in fact so did about 3,000 other bands scattered throughout the USA and all over the world. And it even happened down here in New Zealand. Together with my friends, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we did a version of Fox on the Run, and it became very popular in our concerts. So instead of playing Bill's version, I'm going to play you the Hamilton County version of Fox on the Run and see what you think of this.
She walks through the corn, leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox,
like a fox, like a fox on the run.
Everybody. Woman tempted me and took me for a ride, and like the weary fox, I need a place to hide.
She walks through the corn, leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox
on the run.
Mm-hmm. wine and fortify your soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I'll find a straighter girl who'll put me on the floor. The game is nearly up and the hounds are at my door.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was me doing the classic Bill Emerson start. We love playing that song. In fact, we still play it at concerts. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this show is a tribute to my mentor and friend Bill Emerson, who died just recently. Well, hello to all the people listening in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Some of you may be listening in on a podcast, and some of you are listening in on real live-to-air radio. If you're in New Zealand, it's coming from an access radio station somewhere. Starts out in Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, and then gets distributed around the country in various places. And goes to Canada, access radio stations in Canada, and also Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Thank you very much. Wherever you are listening, I really appreciate the fact that you're tuning in and writing to me sometimes. It's all good fun. The show I'm doing from my home studio. It's not really a studio. It's my laptop sitting on a little bench with a mixer beside me, mixing in the signals from my CD player and my record player and the microphone, putting it onto the recording program on my computer, and hopefully it's going to get to the radio station, because New Zealand is in a lockdown due to an outbreak of COVID-19, and we're doing our darndest to eliminate it from our lives. I'm going to play a track from the album. It's just called The Country Gentleman, and they gone from the Rebel label to the Vanguard label. And this was the group: Charlie Waller, lead vocal and guitar, Dor Lawson, tenor, singer and mandolin, Bill Emerson, baritone and banjo, Bill Yates and bass, and they had some help from Mike Aldridge on dobro and Ricky Skaggs on fiddle. Great selection of songs on this album. It's had a real flogging, particularly when I first got it in 1972. And it's got songs from Steve Young, Gordon Lightfoot, Chris Christopherson, Paul Simon, John Prine, Steve Goodman again, Gordon Lightfoot again, and a few traditional songs. And I've selected one of the traditional songs. They, of course, give it the Country Gentleman treatment with wonderful vocals by Charlie, Doyle and Bill. Here is a song called One Morning in May.
One morning, one morning in May, I spied a young couple, they were making their way. One was a maiden so bright and so fair, the other a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, said he. Where are you going, my pretty lady?
I'm going out walking on the banks of the sea, to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. They had not been standing but a minute or two, when out of his knapsack the fiddle he drew. The tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark, cried the lady, hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, maiden, fair maiden,
soldier, please play one tune more.
I'd rather you fiddle the touch of one string than see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Soldier, kind soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, pretty maiden, that never shall be.
I've a wife down in London and children twice three. Two wives and the army's too many for me. I'll go back to London and stay for a year. It's often I'll think of you, my little dear. If ever I return, it'll be in the spring, to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, the country gentleman just made a huge difference to bluegrass repertoires all around the world. In the early 1970s, people were deciding what to do with bluegrass music, and the Nashville-based bands were becoming a bit more country. The Osborne Brothers were electrifying their music and or amplifying it, at least, rather than electrifying, and doing very much up-tempo country music. The Country Gentlemen and Emerson and Waldron in particular, and then Seldom Seen, they changed the nature of the music by introducing songs from other writers that really worked with bluegrass music. And to be honest, folks, that's exactly what Bill Monroe did. He introduced songs from other writers, other sources, into his music and treated it a whole new different way, and people were very excited about it. Well, people got very excited about bluegrass music in the early 1970s, and it really changed the face of bluegrass music, particularly with guys my age who just thought what they were doing with the music was absolutely wonderful. And that's really why I am doing this tribute to Bill, because their approach to the music changed our band's approach to the music, and we followed their lead and also selected our own songs that we did in different styles and things that we thought would suit bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm doing a tribute to my hero Bill Emerson, who died just recently. It's very sad news. Died in the same week that Tom T. Hall did. There might be some more tributes to Tom T. Hall coming up, and that's very sad news as well. And also in New Zealand, Max Cryer died, and probably not known so much to you folks overseas, but in New Zealand, Max Cryer was very much a household name, and he got an Order of New Zealand for his services to entertainment. But in the very early days of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, he really helped us a lot, and we played on some music for one of his children's choirs, and he was very enthusiastic about the music that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was playing. So way back in those early days, Max helped us out, and I did a version of the New Zealand National Anthem, which is usually called God Defend New Zealand, and because we bluegrassed it up, we called it Tiger Hunting in the Uruweras, which is a mountain range south of Rotorua. Of course, we have no tigers there, so Max Cryer, in writing up the tune in his book on the National Anthem, said that we had a Monty Python-esque approach to our music, and he was probably quite right. I'll play that tune for you one day. In the meantime, we'll get on with some bluegrass music. In an interview for Banjo Newsletter, Bill was asked, what tune best represents your playing? And Bill gave the surprising answer of Sweet Dixie. He thought the tune best represented his banjo sound and his style and his approach to banjo playing. I'm not entirely sure that I agree with him, but on the album home of the Red Fox. He was known for his Red Fox approach, and even Stelling gave him a Red Fox banjo, the Bill Emerson banjo. He's got the tune Sweet Dixie. Bill's playing banjo, Tony Rice guitar, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, Mark Schatz on bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, and Jim Buchanan on violin. And here's the tune Sweet Dixie. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass, or this edition of Back Porch Bluegrass, from my home studio, complete with all its lumps and bumps, and it's been quite a exercise in doing it from home here. Would like to take it out with a song from Emerson and Taylor. That's Bill Emerson and Wayne Taylor. This is a 1994 album. Wayne Taylor was a great singer. He wrote lots of good songs, played guitar. And on this album, they got Dan Tominski, Tony Rice, Wyatt Rice, Ricky and Ronnie Simpkins, Jimmy Goodrow, Mark Schatz, Mike Aldridge. These guys are great players and they do a fine job. If you ever listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, you may have heard this song before, but I like it so much I figure it's a great song to go out on. It's one called Appaloosa, Emerson and Taylor. Farewell, Bill Emerson. You've been a great inspiration to me and to other banjo players all around the world. I will long remember you.
I want to ride my Appaloosa out on the painted desert, out upon the plains neath the Arizona sky. I can smell a campfire burning late in the evening, a lady on my mind with a twinkle in her eye. Take me back to the days of the cowboy, take me back where they used to ride the range. I want to hear the thunder, see the lightning on a sky of blue. Want to ride my Appaloosa and fall in love with you. Comes running from the front porch of the cabin. That
is barking and running by my side. My dream is nearly over as the sun is rising. Dances on my pillow and my eyes open wide. Take me back to the days of the cowboy. Take me back where they used to ride the range. I wanna hear the thunder, see the lightning on the sky of blue. Wanna ride my Appaloosa and fall in love with you. Wanna ride my Appaloosa and fall in love with you.